Hello and welcome to Off Piste, where we try desperately to stay on topic as we talk about pop culture's biggest questions. I'm Neil Whitehead.
I'm Marcus Shearer.
And I'm Dan Tull.
And this week...
How would you get rich quick?
Donald Trump, Scrooge McDuck, Jordan Belfort. What do these three people have in common?
They're all ducks.
They are all ducks. Whether spiritually or physically, they are all ducks.
They all identify as ducks.
I don't know if they self-identify, but certainly one could identify them as ducks.
Easily.
Now we're just...
Guys, I'm just yanking your noodle. They're all rich as shit.
Who's Jordan Belfast?
Font.
Who is that?
It's the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gotcha.
Maybe. I know Jordan is in there. I know Bell exists. Maybe Bell End.
Probably not Jordan Belland.
Could have gone with Leo DiCaprio, who played the Wolf.
And is really rich.
Yeah, but they didn't get rich quick, did they?
No, he got rich quite slow.
They did films.
So, how are we going to get rich?
How are you going to get rich quick?
Was the question
quick or just rich?
It is quick.
It's quick.
Define quick. Is this overnight? Is this...
I think as quick as possible. Like, okay. It's not going to be, get a job at your local accounting firm.
And work your way up.
And work your way up. That's not going to be it.
No.
Start a business, spend 5 years, you know, like... perfecting it and eventually sell it to Google, and then that's that.
I'm going to use Jurassic Park and sell dinosaur meat.
Okay, that's exactly what would happen in the real world. Like,
tell me that you wouldn't buy dinosaur meat.
I'd buy it.
Even if it was quite expensive.
What you do is you fucking sell it to charities and off it over to Africa for the starving.
But also, as far as I can tell, fucking, what's his name? John Hammond. Has infinite dinosaurs.
What, infinite anything?
Yeah.
He just needs their DNA and he can replicate them.
Yeah. So, see, I could go, I'll just produce cows and feed the world. Nah. Triceratopses.
I'd love a triceratops.
Triceratops.
With a bit of mint sauce? Right, it took me a long time to get there and I think I might have developed autism, but I nailed that one.
Also... how about blue whales? You know that scene in fucking...
Torchwood,
where they're eating whale?
Yep.
That.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
You're
a whale seaman.
Apparently, whale vomit is a delicacy.
Well, it's used in perfume. It's not actually vomit, but it's...
Bile.
Sort of. It's called isinglass.
Isinglass, that's in...
it's not in Guinness anymore.
It was in Guinness.
How are you accessing Jurassic World to get a hold of the...
Park! He said park, not the world.
Apologies. How are you accessing Jurassic Park to get hold of this dinosaur meat then?
Probably through Goldblum.
No, I'm gonna just...
this sandy penis.
His piece presumably isn't always sandy.
You can't know that.
I'm not...
100% of the times you've seen it, it's been sandy. Scientifically, it is therefore sandy. A, not scientifically, mathematically.
You don't know what maths is. B, I'm just saying, presumably he washes. On the other hand, he's very greasy.
Greasy at the top, sandy at the bottom. It's a good combo.
Well, maybe the sand's sticking to the grease is my point.
God. What happens if you try and... ooh.
I've no doubt in Thor Ragnarok, his penis was definitely glittery.
Certainly sparkly.
Ooh. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Probably had lips on the end.
Oh, no! Oh, dear.
Is it bubbles?
I sort of assumed that I could just be like an investor in InGen. Like, on the board?
Okay.
Yeah, but... it,
so you have to get
investors...
this...
Hold on. Shut up, Marcus. I've got to jump in here. Sorry. There was no need for that. But there was.
I'm hurt.
The suits historically don't do particularly well in Jurassic
Park. This is my point. I'm going to use my position as a shareholder to influence some of John Hammond's decisions to make it suck less. Because he makes bad choices. Like, objectively, John Hammond makes bad choices.
Yeah, because he's... a bit of a fuck.
He's a complete fuck.
He's an absolute... what would you say he is, Marcus?
He's a dirty fuck.
He's not dirty. He's clean. Certainly he's clean.
Not by the end. If we're going by the book, he gets eaten by Contoured Nathus Longpipes.
Longpipes.
Welcome back, Longpipes. It's been a long time.
Longpipes time, yeah. That was the dumbest joke I've ever made in my life.
You could have said, like, it's been as long as your long pipes. Like, made it a bit poetic. That's the song I'm going to write about Longpipes.
If you could write me a prog song about...
I could write you a prog song about fucking anything.
Now.
And I will.
Go on.
Okay, what time zone do you want it to be?
12:18.
Incorrect. You want it to be in pi.
Pi what?
Pi, yeah, 4. You want 4 measures of pi,
so
in
you
the
want 3.14 over 4.
Yeah, but then each time you adding a number at the end of pi.
Oh.
So by the end, you know, you go through sort of every permutation on the way to 4.
Yeah,
no, well, you, no, you don't. You'll never reach 4. No, you'll reach slightly more than 3.
Yeah. 0.1.
Yeah, slightly more than that. 4, slightly more than that. But not much more than that. Very slightly
just,
more.
Just, you know, just edging it. But it will change the beat over time.
Yeah. Probably not perceptibly.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mr. Perfect Pitch. Some of us have perfect rhythm.
Yeah, you're a perfect bitch.
Oh, you are a perfect bitch. Oh, that's great. I like that.
What's this shit?
It looks like it's suddenly a little bit of revenge is going.
I'm establishing this shit right now. I am no luck. You cut that shit right now. I will shut that shit down. Oh. No exceptions. Oh, you back the fuck off and stick with your dinosaur meat. You understand?
Really, he really is a perfect bitch, isn't he? Look at that.
Shut the fuck up, you.
Oh, look at him in his Czech shirt calling us out. Ooh. Oh, he's trying to look for weakness. He's finding none.
Are you trying to exploit him? Oh, he's got little Chelsea boots on.
Look at those. Like, oh, he's got a bit of brogues on his boots. What a cunt.
We are what you eat.
Oh, he eats brogues.
That's a really strange thing to say.
He's shut us straight down, though.
I eat shoes is a fucking difficult thing to respond to.
I didn't say I eat shoes.
Why do you eat shoes, Marcus? Marcus, why?
Because they're delicious and full of fibre.
He's not wrong.
No, he's got us there. So I'm just saying that I think I would...
That was fucking aggressive. You tried to get revenge for being a candle.
I succeeded.
Can I just say, on that note, I need to confront Neil with this.
Oh, no!
Right, hang on. So you're talking... Nerd, blah, blah, blah. Fine, whatever. Didn't enjoy Game of Thrones. Absolutely fine. But it took you not one, not two,
have you
not
listened
three,
back and taken
on,
notes?
But 4 books to figure out that you didn't enjoy something.
And they're not exactly small, quick pick up and drop reads, are they?
After the 4th book, you went, do you know what? I'm sacking this shit off. Like,
I know it's difficult for you to understand as someone who can't read.
Sure.
But, so, if I was on the board, I'm just trying to keep us on topic, lads.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, you get your way out of that one, because you've just said that I can't read when I evidently
so if,
can.
So if I was on the board of InGen.
4 books.
4 books, everyone.
Sorry, wait. Have you read, the dinosaur books? The Jurassic Park books?
Yeah, I read the book, yeah.
What do you think?
It's not as good as the film.
Well, no.
It's fucking weird, and John Hammond dies in a nasty way. Jeff Goldblum.
Sorry, how does he die?
He gets eaten by Consignathus long pipes.
Long pipes.
Long kidneys.
That is how it's pronounced.
You're going to have to remind me which one John Hammond is. I've seen the film once.
He's David Attenborough's brother.
Richard Attenborough.
Oh, so old.
Dickie Attenborough. Dead now.
Old white haired.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Staff.
Yeah.
Kane.
Gotcha, cool.
He's in charge, and I just want to gently guide him away from theme park where children die and towards. Meat processing plant.
You have to get this green lit by the rest of the board, though.
Actually,
yeah, but if I can demonstrate that they're going to make a lot more money, which they will, because there's no way that Jurassic Park earns any money.
You could shut the fucking vegans up. I mean, it would create a different type of, like...
It's lab-grown meat.
Yeah.
But if you're just saying, yeah, they're not sentient, they're bred without brains, like...
Which we can do, apparently.
Absolutely do.
So you're not raising dinosaurs and slaughtering them for the meat, you're just making...
I'm just making meat fountain. Imagine a fountain
that
just pushes out meat.
Yeah, like, you have them at weddings, mate. Like, you know, you have your chocolate fountain, you got your meat fountain. Like, it's fucking beautiful. It's lovely.
Mix the two together. It's
delicious chaos. That's bad.
Outrageous chaos. That would turn my guts inside out.
What you want? You want a meat fountain?
Moldy fucking triceratops meat.
Why would it be moldy?
It's been in a fountain.
I'm assuming there's a meat fountain that sprays into a pool of hot fat, so you end up with like deep fried dino. What's not to like about they're like nugs. Yeah, everyone likes a nug.
I had some nugs the other day, actually. They were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they dino nugs?
No, it's chicken. Well, inverted.
Technically, chicken is a dinosaur.
Yeah, of sorts.
Ah, so are we saying that velociraptors would be like
so
a
you're
giant
basically
chicken
inventing chicken nuggets?
Yes, but with none of the ethical concerns.
Or chicken.
Also, you can get a lot more nugs out of a T-Rex than you can a chicken.
KFV, Kentucky Fried Velociraptor.
Yeah.
I thought, you can say Kentucky Fried Vegan for some reason.
Vegan. I'd love it.
Also, the concept of KFC is that it originated from Kentucky. Is this park based in?
No, it's just off the coast of Costa Rica.
I'm just going to tell you
so
now.
So CF.
There are plenty of chicken shops, including like Dallas Fried Chicken, which
perfect
definitely didn't originate in Dallas.
Perfect Fried Chicken, which is a long way from perfect.
Okay. That's gonna go in the sizzle reel. In the best of. We'll put that in the sizzle.
The worst part is that if someone was to make a sizzle reel, they'd have to listen to all of this.
I was going to say, you guys have never done that.
Dan Lockwood.
You've never would done he? Like a...
Yeah, of course he would. He listens to this shit. He edits it. Yeah.
I listen to it, but not back. We're not going back 2 years.
So sometimes, like, when they do come out, and if I'm listening to it on a bus, I'll be like, right, I need to jump in here because I've got to get into it on a point. And then I'll hear myself get in on a point and be like, what a prick, why have I said that? That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a confusing moment.
I agree with myself constantly because I'm always right.
I mean, I don't think I've ever knowingly been wrong, so.
It's difficult.
So, Marcus, have you got something? How are you going to get wealthy?
I'm not going to per se get rich myself. I'm just going to take someone else's riches and make them my own.
Well, that makes you rich.
That's the same, yeah.
That is getting rich. It's theft, but.
So, I'm going to convince Bruce Wayne to marry me.
Ooh, oh, that's good.
Without signing a prenup.
That was a long-running thing in Spider-Man, was that people wanted to marry
Aunt May.
That's fucked. Like, 3 different villains married her.
On the subject of Aunt May, you know when Andrew Garfield was doing his best at being Spider-Man?
Mm.
And he did his best.
Like, no, the first one's actually quite good. The second one, I just don't understand how it happened.
Well, they were trying to spin off a cinematic universe of just Spider-Man, and they greenlit... And began sort of pre-production on an Aunt May spin-off film with Sally Fields as the title role.
What did
Sally
she do?
Fields being...
She was playing Aunt May in The Amazing Spider-Man. So they thought, let's give her a...
But what does Aunt May... Does she marry Mole Man? Is it the story of how she marries the Mole Man?
I don't know what it is. I don't know how it could ever be interesting.
It was never going to get made. I don't understand. Because in the first Spider-Man, it was quite good. There were some fun jokes. There was a villain that made sense.
It's the same as Doc Ock.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. And then in the second one, they were like, the villain is Dubstep. Dubstep is the bad guy.
Oh, when he's going between the Transformers, it goes...
What the fuck is this?
Someone wrote that. They filmed it.
Greenlit.
They did the sound work. Then they edited it. And then they looked at the final cut and went... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we need.
But it's in the film. It's part of the film.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Making those noises. It's not the score.
No, I know. That's my point.
That got commissioned.
That got through.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people looked at that and went, yeah, no, I like that. So, how are you going to marry the Batman?
So, I want to befriend Bruce Wayne by either getting into Wayne Enterprises or
dressing up as a cat.
Are you going to Lucius Fox it?
Possibly. Yeah. Like, so, get Lisa within Wayne Enterprises and... befriend him in such a way that it would get me into Wayne Manor, meet some of the Bat family as well. Maybe
not Damien, surely.
Young Damien, yeah.
Oh, he's a prick.
Also, Damien does a murder.
Damien does a lot of murders.
You could teach Nightwing because he's got the billy clubs.
Nunchucks.
And then he'd be quite good. But
this is the whole Bat family. I want to reach out to all of them.
You're after Batgirl, aren't you?
No.
Yeah.
What? Fucking wheelies over there. Fuck that.
Wow!
I was thinking more Alicia Silverstone in the great film Batman and Robin, but...
yeah, who's not even a direct relation to Commissioner Gordon. That really confused me.
That was your problem with that film. That was where you drew the line. She's not even related! What the fuck?
Not even that. Okay, another problem with that film is each villain has completely different motives behind...
It's not a good
world.
Film,
Marcus. I know it's not.
Uma Thurman becomes a plant.
I'm trying to understand it because...
Someone gets eaten by Uma Thurman at one point. It's fucking beautiful. That film's great.
Wait, what?
You just said it was bad.
Yeah, no, it's bad, but it's great.
Yeah, it's like good bad.
But it's bad. Like, is that the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's like his finest hour. That's his finest moment. It's him in a purple robe making shit puns.
What do you think he thought was going on? I reckon he was a bit bewildered. Like, what is this?
Why
like,
am I blue?
Because bear in mind, daily he has to go through a good 5 or 6 hours of makeup for that, just to make puns about ice.
What are they doing? What have I done to myself? What have I become?
My favourite Arnold Schwarzenegger fact is that in his first film, in Conan, they were like, you can't work out that much. Because he couldn't hold a sword in both hands and move it around. Because his arms and shoulders were so big that he just got stuck.
On the poster, he's like, he's sort of flexing. Like,
well, that's just because he's... That's
yeah, but
what
like
he does.
The way he's holding the sword.
That's the... Originally, when they started shooting, that was all he could do. Just hold it awkwardly in front of him. And they're like, you've got to work out less. We've got to slim you down some.
He's like an action figure with no points of articulation. Yeah. He's just like, you just point him at people.
And they were like, so swing the sword. And he's like, I can't.
Now
the arms are just interesting bit of trivia for you regarding Batman and Robin.
Well, we'll decide whether it's interesting.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger, thanks. If Arnold Schwarzenegger hadn't been cast as Mr. Freeze, they were looking at bringing in Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's good.
That would have been worse.
Yeah, it would have been worse. Like, it's a bad film.
Arnold Schwarzenegger means Arnold Black Black. And that's good.
Yeah, it does. That's bad to think about.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to marry Bruce Wayne.
I don't... Isn't it's going to be tough? Bruce famously aggressively heterosexual?
No, they were going to make him gay, weren't they?
Who's they?
DC.
When? And you saying they were going to suggest that they didn't.
Yeah, I think they stopped because people went mad about it, but there was a plan that they were going to have him, at the very least, be bisexual, but I think they were talking about him doing a gay marriage. Because they wanted to just be like, yeah, that's why...
Well, there's a gay marriage in Green Lantern.
There's also a lot of fan fiction out there, Batman and Robin...
And there's
I swear to God, if you come to this podcast and utter the words fanfiction again, I will roll you down the street.
Why?
There's no place for fanfiction here.
The problem is that everything is fanfiction. As soon as you bring fanfiction in, it's fucking Calvin ball.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's canon.
No, I just don't want to hear it.
Okay. To be fair, there is some fanfiction where he has sex with a cannon.
A cannon.
Several cannons.
What type of cannon?
An 18mm.
Not a carronade then.
Well, no.
That's rubbish.
I don't know much about cannons.
Well, that's sort of why you're the guest and we're the host.
Sure. I want to use a long nine.
Maybe you can educate me.
Well, 16-pound gun.
Long nine is typically used, well, was typically used on the sort of...
cannons.
cannons.
That's good. That's decent. That is going in the sizzle reel.
How are you going to convince Batman to fuck you or marry you?
Will you show him this sweet sleeve tap?
That's creepy. And
probably
also,
not.
Anyone in Gotham with a Batman tattoo, guaranteed for them.
Oh, dead, right?
Getting
shanked.
Or dead.
As per...
Hence why my office job in Wayne Enterprises...
Has long-sleeve shirts.
Yeah, and keep me safe from that. But when you're banging him... I might reveal it to him one day when we get a bit more...
How are you going to woo him?
With my flawless charm.
What's your first date with Batman?
My first...
Sitting at either ends of the really long table. Could you pass the salt? That's actually in one of the films.
I'm going to try and get an in with Alfred as well. Again, I'm trying to befriend the whole
Batman. You're casting a wide net. I think that's a good idea.
No, I'm not. I'm just, what's your first date with Batman? So you're like, Batman. Sorry, Bruce.
If you open with that, he's going to batarang you. Batman.
Mr. Wayne. Discuss some sort of plans regarding the business. Keep it professional.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the Bilson report.
Yeah, there you go.
But then sprinkle in little bits of sexual tension. Like when you're going through a report, just accidentally thumb his knee a little bit. Oh, sorry. And then,
he'll touch around the hand.
And he'll take...
sorry about
On the upper arm as well.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Oh, do you work out, yeah. Mr. Wayne? And then he'll take your hand and you'll say, oh, sorry. And he'll go, don't apologise. Your eyes lock. It's a late night. The only thing lighting up the room is the glow of the monitors.
And then Catwoman comes in and just throws you out the window. Just clean out the window.
Bruce isn't happy, but he's definitely going to get over it.
He understands.
No, he's not happy, but he's also forming a bond with me at that point. So
he has sex with Catwoman.
No, but then he'll form tension with Catwoman for me being mistreated by her. Because
is that your villain identity, mistreated?
Yes, yeah, misunderstood. Mr. Understood. Well, we both work out, myself and Bruce.
So you're comparing yourself to Batman physically?
Not directly.
Yeah, best
but
not,
I would,
mate.
I would ask him for advice and say, maybe...
And he'd be like, have you considered punching a penguin? That's good for the biceps and the triceps.
Have you considered training with a Nazi organisation in the mountains?
They're not Nazis. They're just like eugenicists.
I think that's close enough.
It's not great.
Borderline extremist.
Arguably worse.
Yeah, they like animals.
Borderline extremist? What's the line for extremism to you?
like fires, but not explosions.
They do both!
Yeah. Well, technically, Batman blew up.
They burned down Rome.
Yeah, well, that was coming for a long while.
I think they also took, responsibility for the firebombing of Dresden in that film.
That's extreme. That's a good story, Dresden. I love that.
Yeah.
The people in Dresden fucking didn't.
14 Luftwaffers against, 5,000 Allied bombers and all sorts. Like, those pilots going up are like, we're gonna die.
Well, it's also based on Churchill's decision that the weakest link in the German war machine was the working classes. So he just killed civilians. Churchill was fucked. I don't know if you noticed. He was fucked.
Kurt Vonnegut was a prisoner of war in Dresden while the bombings happened and said that the German captors were really nice when it was going on because they were like, this is fucked up. This is really bad. 95% of the city was destroyed. Which is more than what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I'm genuinely enjoying this because I don't know enough about the war.
It's not very funny, though. One thing I will notice is that for a comedy podcast, this hasn't been very fucking funny.
The funny thing about World War II, ironically, is that not a lot of jokes.
The punchline, just not that good.
When 95% of a city was firebombed until there was fuck all left, no one was stood on a street corner.
Slap my thighs.
God, haven't I got egg on my face? I chose the wrong side. Jesus. Oh, there's my family.
Okay, so I'm going to bond with Bruce Wayne over things like working out.
I think he's provided sufficient evidence that he could achieve this monumental task.
I'm going to try. I may not succeed, but that would be my plan.
I guess it's risk-reward. You lose nothing, apart from maybe a job.
Don't ask, don't
get. Ooh, wait a sec. As soon as you get close to Bruce Wayne, you're a target. And you're going to get penguin bombed and Joker gassed and Mr. Freeze.
But I don't have the world's greatest detective by my side.
He doesn't often fail to save the people he loves.
Sometimes he does. Well, Rachel.
Jason. Barbara got crippled.
And then forced to kill herself.
And raped a bit?
Maybe.
Implied, but not.
Yeah. I think certainly sexual abuse, not necessarily.
Does the Joker really know how to do a sex?
But...
I don't think the Joker has any interest in sex.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he's
it depends which version. Some of them, he just likes banging Harley Quinn.
No, he's never that interested in Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn's obsessed with him. He just permits her to be there.
Have you seen the comic run where he takes her underground into a basement where there are the skeletons of other Harley Quinns, and he's like, you are not special.
Yeah.
And it fucking breaks
death
her.
Death of the family.
Yes.
I think it is, but
that's a running theme, though. He doesn't care about her at all.
No. Which is why when you get these couples that, oh, I really want a relationship of Joker and
Harley. Do people actually say that, though? Because I hear a lot of people complaining about people saying that.
When Suicide Squad came out, that was like a meme that was going around of, like, find someone who looks at you the way the Joker looks at Harley. What, like a shark looks at a chunk of fucking meat?
Dan, how are you going to get rich?
How am I going to get
rich? That sounded like an edit. It wasn't.
It really wasn't, was it? Like, I mean, Dan Luck's not here. I mean, he might cut stuff out
if we just start bagging on Dan. But let's try and keep on the point.
Yeah.
Can we get him to edit stuff in?
Yeah. Just say what you like. I'll have to edit it in.
Okay. Just like, I don't know, romantic music and things. Like, if we go back a few minutes.
Oh, you can't do it retroactively.
So as we go along.
What you got, Dan? Okay.
Well, speaking of retroactive, I'm going to become a companion to the Doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
Any of the companions end up in any way improved after they leave the Doctor's presence?
Some.
Martha does okay.
Martha does.
She's not rich, but she's got a job.
No, but, you know, that's fine. She took the path she wanted. Donna is in blissful ignorance.
Also might die if she sees him again.
No, because he put a thing in where she explodes.
Yeah.
Rose is fine. She's in a parallel
universe.
She's
sad. She's certainly sad. Not rich, just sad.
No, she's with the clone doctor. So they're like...
Oh, yeah.
They've probably got a little clone.
Billy Piper.
Billy Piper. Amy is in the 40s. New York, living her life happily.
But not rich.
Not rich.
So where would you want the Doctor to take you?
Well, I think nothing too extreme.
The 80s so you can buy Apple stocks.
Just that sort of stuff. Like the whole Back to the Future thing of, you know, I know what happens. Like, fuck me, I put a lot of money on Donald Trump becoming president.
You do all right there.
Sort out the bitcoins.
Get an accumulator on Donald Trump and Brexit.
Fuck me, yeah, in the same year. Especially if you do it like, I don't know. I mean, I think most bookies allow those sorts of bets where you can just say, what odds will you give me on this? And they'll work it out there and there. Do that. The gambling side of it's good. There's also just artifacts. Like, in the modern day, you can see this thing got discovered and it's worth, boom, millions and millions.
The Doctor wouldn't take you back in time to steal things.
Wouldn't
you have to befriend a Doctor in order to get to this?
Yeah, but the Doctor wouldn't be like, oh, you want to go back and steal a mummy? Let's go! Hop in my time machine!
No, yeah, you're right. But what if I knew the location of it from history, and then when we came back, because I'd like to be one of the companions, a bit like what Amy and River Song end up being, where you just sort of jump in and out, like he turns up and you're like, hey, let's go. and then he drops you off again, and you're back to life.
But if you're if you start fucking with the time stream,
well, I wouldn't be fucking with the time stream because I mean, trouble with Doctor Who is that
the rules don't make any fucking sense.
Between paradoxes, closed loops, and then predeterminations,
and so. Also sometimes birds.
Sometimes birds.
Yeah, space birds, that eat you if you break time. So that's like a different theory of time travel. There's paradoxes, closed loops, and birds.
And predetermination.
But birds is the fourth one.
But if we assume it's a closed loop, so I know where it is and I discover it, I haven't...
The problem is you can't presume it's a closed loop. You don't know.
Isn't that going back to the risk and reward?
But that's definitely not a paradox.
There's very high risk here. Because your risk was, I might get jokered and Batman might turn me down. Yeah. Whereas Dan's risk is breaking the time stream.
Well,
like,
I'm ruining the
orders of magnitude difference.
I mean, the gambling thing isn't going to massively change anything other than...
No, the gambling, I think you're all
more,
right with.
More money just enters my accounts and maybe there's minor economic destabilization or someone else is put out.
I think that's fine. It's the artifacts that I think you might start causing problems.
And maybe we bin the artifacts then. But like, you know when something happens and you go, oh man, I did think that was going to happen. But I mean, I'd never do any betting like that. I think it's stupid. But if you know what's going to happen...
Then it's not stupid anymore.
Fucking do it. Like, amazing.
You could get an accumulator on every single game in the FA Cup this year.
And predict it.
And just every game, every score, and the person that's going to score the goal, and just all of them.
When I used to work next to a bookies, and occasionally I'd go in with 20p, or I think minimum was 25p, whatever. Like, the least amount I could spend. Do a 10-team football accumulator, and I know fucking nothing about football.
Just pick.
All the outsiders, and... One time, it was a draw that stopped me from winning. It was like 200 grand of this 25p. So I was like sweating, like, oh, I've never cared about football so much in my life. I mean, it didn't come in, but now that's 20p.
Yeah.
And quite a reasonable thing to do. And obviously the odds are low, but I mean,
their odds aren't low anymore if you've got time travel.
It almost happened without influencing it. Now, say I put 200 quid down, suddenly we're in business. Like,
to be honest, you put 25p down, you're in business. I'd say 200 grand is fairly rich.
Yeah, well...
in terms of getting rich quick, earning 200 grand in 10 minutes, that's pretty fucking quick.
Yeah, you can't really buy
a house. How are you going to get the doctor to convince you?
You super can buy a house on 200 grand.
To help you with this scheme? Are you going
to
split?
Well, no, the thing is that he doesn't have to. He just has to go back in time, and he's like, I'll be back in 10 minutes, mate.
Would the doctor allow that, just to let his sidekick just go off?
He always does. Sometimes he just leaves them behind in the past for no apparent reason.
What if that happens to Tull?
Well, yeah, then he's fucked.
But, I mean, if we're sticking to, like, you know, recent history on Earth, which, you know, granted, he might not always...
Does the Doctor ever go to recent history on Earth?
Always.
He goes to near future.
He always goes to just, like... You know,
always. He's never been anywhere else. Always. Never, ever been to any other period other than 6 months ago.
Did you watch the latest series of Doctor Who?
Absolutely didn't.
There you go.
But I know before that he did go other places.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Did he? Or was he just on a soundstage in Cardiff?
Oh, shit. That's like a conspiracy theory within...
within the reality of a fiction.
Mm.
Wait, what?
It's the Doctor just putting on a play with his friends.
Oh, Mario reference. Yeah. Deep cut.
Yeah.
Especially because that's from the future.
Back to the future?
You're referencing an episode that doesn't exist yet. That's foreshadowing, is what that is.
It's foreshadowing something.
No, because we'll release the previous one first.
No, we won't.
No?
No.
Is that what you're going to do? Okay.
No, that one's last. Foreshadowing.
Or Dan could just edit it.
He won't edit it.
He might.
He won't, because otherwise we'll reveal what he thinks about...
Snip, snip, motherfucker.
No, he's senior on a top.
Senior on a top always confused me, because it's not... Like, Pussy Galore is a joke. Christmas Jones is a joke. Senior Onatop isn't.
Christmas Jones isn't a joke. Christmas Jones is a setup for at the end where he goes, oh.
I thought Christmas only came once a year. But Senior Onatop isn't anything. It sounds like it might be a joke, but it isn't.
Right. You know, you're talking about how this got through the Spider-Man thing. So a team of people, James Bond is beloved, right? He's charming. He's not sleazy. I mean, he can't.
He is sleazy.
He's quite sleazy. But he's not meant to be.
Yes, he is. At one point, there's a woman in a bath, like, get me something to wear, and he gets her some shoes.
In that same film, he drops a hairdryer in a bath of someone.
He's a sleazeball, is my point. And on that note, I'm going to call it time.
Okay.
Where have you found this? Leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Helps us get out there.
I found it in a butthole.
review that butthole.
You were looking right at me then when you were doing it. It's like, I found it because of you guys.
The problem is that you're in the direction of the microphone.
Right, okay.
Or you could get in touch with us and let us know... I've forgotten what we were talking about.
How to get rich quick.
How to get rich quick, because I would love to get rich.
How to get bitch quick, am I right?
Yeah.
Back to this. Oh.
Bitch Perfect. Is that your film of the year?
What about Bitch Perfect 2?
Oh, Bitch Perfect 3's in the cinema. Dickhead.
It's not been reviewed well.
No.
Fuck off and read a book, you candle.
you can get in touch
with... absolutely slayed you.
You can get in touch with us and tell us how you would get rich quick. We are on Twitter.
At Offpiece Podcast.
And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/offpiecepodcast. I never do the Facebook one. I don't know where we are on Facebook.
Or you can email us at offpiecepodcast@gmail.com. The panic there. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
We're in the money.